All right. Welcome to Both Mics.
Howdy, howdy. Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. That is Mike Sofka.
Yes. And that is Mike Dale over there.
And together we are Both Mics. Welcome to show number 61 of Both Mics, heard everywhere. Podcasts can be heard like twitch.tv/BothMics. We are live on Friday night, usually around 7 o'clock or so. We run until about 9 o'clock or so. Catch us live, our beautiful faces, every Friday. Also catch us where you can find your favorite podcast. We're dirt, we're everywhere.
Episode Welcome. 61, huh?
Yeah, that's one more than 60. Let me show you something real quick.
Yeah.
Look what I got.
Oh, wow. Bucky's cashews, huh? Bagel seasoning?
Better than a bagel cashew. They're everything cashews. Like an everything bagel, they're everything cashews.
Are
they're
they good?
They're really good. They are really good. You know? They're good quality cashew. They're not real hard, and they're, like, just good. And they have, like, all those seasonings on it. The salt, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, dried onions, dried garlic, caraway seeds. Yum, yum, yum.
Hmm.
So I put them in my wife's drawer, so this way I won't eat them.
You put them in your wife's drawers? In your wife's drawers?
Yes. What? Yes, she likes cashew in her drawers. So
keep your nuts out of her drawers.
These were laying around. What, the cherry slices?
Oh, are they good? Oh, is that the chuckle type candy you were talking about?
Yeah. Oh, they're way too good. You know, I just found them like over here on the shelf. I'm like, what the hell? Where did they come from?
Everything I've eaten from that place has been awesome. I mean, it really has. I'm not gonna kid you. Though, I mean, I had those beaver nuggets. We talked about those corn pop-like things. Those are like crack. Buddy, I couldn't stop.
When they first opened, they were giving the little sample size bags. They were giving away by the handful to people. Everybody who went in there just got a handful of them. You know, it's like crack. You know, your first rock is free. You know what I mean?
That's funny. So,
you get people hooked on the beaver nuggets, which I'm sure, you know, are like a soda fountain soda. Cost them 13 cents to make, and it's $3 for the bag.
Yeah, they got more in the cup on the soda than anything.
Yeah. And actually, remember I was telling you, it seems like they were cutting back on stuff?
Yeah.
They put up monitors, you know, because I guess they're having a problem with theft. They went from, like, the branded Big Gulp cups to just, like, plain style cups now.
Really?
So no more Bucky Beaver on the cups. So I guess they're saving, you know, even if you save a penny on them and you go through a million of them, that's 1%. What's 1% of a million?
It's a lot of money.
$10,000. So if you can save $10,000 in cups and do that times how many Bucky stores.
So what are the cameras and stuff about? Is that so you don't go refill your drink another time?
No, well, I don't think they care about that.
Because I walk in, I grab a drink, and then I'm shopping with my drink, and then before I go, I fill up the drink again. I know you're not supposed to do that, but, I mean, that's what I do.
I've never stayed in there long enough to have to refill my drink. But, they have like a big 50-inch TV, two of them on either side when you walk in, and it shows the camera angles. So, like, you walk in, you see that, you're like, oh, look, they have cameras. Maybe I shouldn't steal.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why they put those up. I haven't seen them in any other of the Buc-ee's in Alabama or Texas that I've been to. So I think it's unique to here because of all the New Yorkers coming to Disney on vacation, stopping at Buc-ee's and ripping a lot.
Oh, here we go. So if you're from New York, you're a freaking criminal. Yeah. You're from Jersey, Mike.
More New York than Jersey, you know, especially the people in the Bronx. Not really Queens or Manhattan so much, more like the Bronx or maybe
Mike
Brooklyn.
_Taylor@BothMics.com. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, if you haven't heard us or seen us before, maybe you're checking us out on twitch.tv/BothMics. Maybe you're checking us out on YouTube, Facebook, on the Buc-ee's group, whatever. I'll post this stuff everywhere if I can, but if you don't hear us somewhere or don't see us somewhere and you think we would benefit from going there, send me a note and I'll make sure we're on there. But we're just about everywhere you can find us. Thank you for tuning in to Both Mics. Yeah. You can also just check out our sister page, What's Hot in Florida. There's a total page for that. And there's a bunch of Facebook groups, What's Hot in Blank, Your City. So there's a bunch of stuff going on. It tells you what the big events are for the weekend as well. So check out What's Hot in Florida. And we appreciate you checking us out here on BothMikes.com. I'm going to show you a diamond that somebody found. That's a diamond. This, according to FoxNews.com, a 4.38 carat diamond discovered by vacationing couple at a state park. It's a place called the Crater of Diamonds. This is in Arkansas. Yeah, my daughter just went there on a road trip. It was one of the places she went, and she didn't come home with no 4.5 carat diamond. I would have liked that.
Right? I'm amazed that they're still finding stuff there. You know, it's I've heard about it for at least a decade, and I don't know. Is there a lot of people there that are going through stuff? I don't know.
Now, what are the laws with that stuff? If it's in the state park, are you technically allowed to remove it? I guess so. Finders keepers.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to.
Well, the reason,
at least in this specific location.
The reason why I say this is, as remarkable as it's going to sound, this is a true story. You know, at these old battlegrounds and stuff, like Gettysburg and stuff like that, Roanoke, you can go to all these battlefields and you can see they have a plaque that, hey, the story, there's a park ranger there and he can answer questions or whatever. And you can get a visual of where the troops were and where they fought and all this stuff. Somebody went one time with a friggin' metal detector. It was looking for bullets and stuff. whoa. And I'm thinking, son of a bitch, there's a guy that's using his head.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I would have liked to find... I'm going by this place. I'm going to be taking a trip out west sometime in the next year or so. So I'm going to stop by this place and I'm going to find me a diamond.
Crater of Dorman State Park in Arkansas. I just want to see pictures of this place and see if it's like busy.
Well, this guy,
because like if there's diamonds there, you would think there'd be people all over the place.
Well, this is what happened. This couple, Noreen and Michael Redberg with a W, Redberg, W-R-E-D-B-E-R-G. They live in Granite Bay, California, and they have spent the last decade visiting the country's various national parks. During a trip to Arkansas, they visited the Crater of Diamonds State Park. According to the release, Arkansas is the only state in the country to have a diamond mine open to the public. Noreen said she heard about the park on TV years ago and wanted to visit. She and her husband arrived on September 23rd of this year, where there they participated in a diamond hunt. While Noreen wanted to stay near the entrance, her husband suggested moving to a nearby field where it was a bit warmer. I don't understand that, but while searching there, Noreen found the 4.38 carat diamond. So I guess you can take stuff and leave, and I don't know. I've been to national parks. You're supposed to take your trash and leave footprints. That's what you're taught, you know?
Right.
I'm not mad at anybody for doing this. It's just I'm mad it's not me. I got to get my ass out there and go find a diamond.
I'm looking at pictures of this place, and it's not as busy as you think it would be. You know, I would think if they're giving away diamonds, all you have to do is find them. This place would be covered with people, but it's not. There's a picture here, 2, 4, 6, 8, maybe 20 people. And some people get carried away. They're bringing wheelbarrows and shovels, and they have like those pop-up canopies and stuff.
That's not called getting carried away. It's called getting sold at the entrance. See, when the gold rush was going on back in the 1800s, like out west, everybody was going to the San Francisco area and they were mining for gold and they were getting gold. The only person that made all the money was the guy that sold the picks and the axes. Most everybody else didn't make any money. There was like 1% of the people made money.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the old 80-20 rule. You know, 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
Hey, I'd rather, you know, instead of doing all the work, if somebody's going to listen to me about how to do the work, or I'm going to give them the tool to be successful and they're going to pay me for it.
Yeah. It's always how it is.
Yeah. It's freaking great. You've been playing the Powerball lately?
No, but I mentioned to the missus this morning, I go, between today and tomorrow morning, we have to go out and shell out a couple shekels and get a ticket or two or ten.
Well, as we record this, there's $620 million on the Powerball. That's the 10th largest in U.S. history. There have been 39 drawings in a row without a Powerball grand prize winner dating back to the last time someone hit the jackpot on June 5th. This is according to NBCNews.com, so it must be true.
635 million.
Oh, 635 now, huh?
Yeah, well, it's gone up.
Maybe when you're listening or watching this, somebody's already won, or maybe it's carried over even bigger. And I'll tell you this, if I win it, I promise everybody who's in the chat room right now will get $1 million. How about that?
Let me get in the chat room real quick.
I figure it's the least I can do. If I win $635 million, take the cash option, probably puts me at about $400 million. Knock out the taxes. Now I'm down to about $300 million. And you're going to give me that money all at one time? I can do it. It's like I said before. You tip the bookie. You tip the people around you to help you get there.
You tip the bartender up front?
Yes, absolutely. That's how you get the best service. Anyway, I'm going to play. So you're a fan of the quick pick?
Yeah.
You buy them at the same store all the time, or no?
I used to. When I was in San Antonio and worked at this one particular place, literally right next door on the corner of an intersection was what they called the corner store. It was a Valero. And I used to go in there all the time, and I would always remember which one of the salespeople would sell me the ticket, because if I did win, I kind of give him a little envelope.
Yeah, say, absolutely. Hey. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, just because I, you know, to make me look good, and they're working in a convenience store.
Hey, I get it. That's what you're supposed to do. So anyway, if you are listening to this or watching this, I don't know, if I do win, I promise we will be on air next week. And I promise that if you're in the chat right now, you're going to get $1 million. So there you go. That's how much I love all of our audience here. Yay. You know what time it is?
It is Howdy Doody time.
Very close. You are very close. It's time for the alien update.
Get off my lawn.
Fast looking alien! Where?
An alien too, but I think he's an alien. You can be an alien robot, right? But not all robots are domestic.
I know two of the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
All right, the Alien Update is a time where we talk about some of the people in this world that are aliens. These are the people that are much too smart, have too much money, and are advancing our technology greatly. Out of 7 billion people on the planet, these 4 or 5 people know everything. So I used to think that an alien came down and told people, like an alien came from another planet and told Thomas Edison how to steal other people's inventions. You know what I mean? He gave him the advice. So these guys are actually doing it. They're making shit happen. And some of them are doing it in more than one platform. You got Bezos. You got Musk. You got Gates. You got Richard Branson. You got, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. Zuckerberg. You got all these people. So don't tell me they're not from another planet. Don't tell me that.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason why I want to talk about this is Google has made a claim about the Bing search engine. Are you familiar with the search engine from Bing? I know you.
Yes.
Do you use Bing or do you use Google?
It is the first loser, as in the second place search engine. Okay. I try to avoid it. They're Google. Bing's Google Maps sucks. Okay. So I use Google's Google Maps.
According to TheVerge.com, Google says Bing users search for this more than anything else. What do you think it is?
The alien update.
No, they search for Google. they pull up Bing and they search for Google. What's Bing going to do? No, I'm not going to give that to you. No, that's disqualified ask.
So if you go to Bing and you search Google and you hit the top Google one, that's the ad. If you hit the ad for Google,
yeah.
Does Bing make a penny off of that?
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That's funny. That's
wow.
I thought that was funny that, you know, at not YouTube, Facebook, Gmail, not Amazon, not anything else. They're going to Bing to get on Google. Yeah. That's just...
What? It's because everybody's using the either Edge or Internet Explorer, and when you use the default settings, it automatically goes to Bing. You know, they used to be able to get into it somewhere, and there's a setting for what search engine you use, and you could switch it from Bing to Google. And this way, when you go to the top bar and you just search something, it would come into Google. It probably still exists. But it's probably someplace you can't find it. So if you can't find it, you can't change your setting to Google automatically, and you're stuck with Bing. And it sucks. So you search for Google in Bing.
So is it time to change my email from AOL.com?
Dude. In the mortgage industry, you deal with a lot of people through email nowadays. And... I laugh and I judge you if you have an AOL account.
I've had similar type situations in the automotive industry, and I would be privy to somebody's email or what have you. If you're doing business, I don't need to know your email is nastychick69@gmail.com or whatever. You know what I mean?
Waxygirl69.
Use another email account. Use your name. How about that? Put an underscore or dot in your name if you have to. I don't need to hear smokeslotsareefer@gmail.com.
Right,
I don't.
Right. Yeah. Huff and Paint 32. Pedophile69. I have an unconventional email, and if I'm in a situation where I'm looking for a job, I have an email that I use specifically for job search.
Well, yeah, Taylor won. It should be Mike Taylor at AOL or at, not AOL, but at, I don't know, wherever you get mail. Gmail.
Hotmail.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
AltaVista.
But if you have a, if you have an AOL account, I judge you.
Rocket Mail.
Yeah. And it was a cool thing, and I don't know anybody out there who's ever going to have a baby. When they're born, make an email account for them. So like Xander has an email account, and every so often I email him. Hey, Xander, you're 3 years old. How's it going?
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
This is what you did today. Here's some pictures.
That's awesome. So way,
yeah. So like if I know somebody and they have a baby, I'll make the email account for them, you know, whatever the case, you know, blah, blah, blah at Yahoo or gmail.com.
Well, that was my next question, was what service are you using? So, you know, in 20 years when this kid goes to look at this crap, is it going to be there?
Bing. I use bing.com.
Do you ask Bing for Google?
Yeah, I go straight for Google, gmail.com. And what's funny is Nicholas A. Taylor at yahoo.com, no, at gmail.com was taken. So I had to turn around and go Nicholas A. Taylor with the year he was born at gmail.com. And then I was accidentally emailing the one without the number. And after a couple emails, I got an email back. Hey, I think you're trying to email a different Nicholas Taylor. blah, blah, blah. And I explained the whole thing. He goes, oh, that's cool. And so I've straightened it out since then, obviously. We'll and every time I email him, I go, wait, do I have the right email address? Am I emailing the wrong person?
Nice.
But I get it right, because you have to send me another nasty gram.
Well, there's the Google Chrome symbol there, and the reason why I put that up, according to ChromeUnbox.com, they say, now is not the time to panic, as with many other software applications that receive ongoing regular updates, Google's Chrome browser is no stranger to security issues and vulnerabilities. Basically, they're telling you, go update your crap right now. So if somebody's out there telling you to go update your stuff, I think you should update it because they know something. Like, they think that there's all this conspiracy stuff going on, all this hijacking of, I don't know.
Ransomware.
Your stuff's already out there. There's no secrets. We've talked about this before. Your stuff's already out there, man.
Yeah. I actually had to take a training yesterday at work. And I don't know if it was related, based on a true story or not, but it was called smithing.
Yeah. Or smithing. Isn't that like fishing?
Smishing. It's like smishing. It's like fishing, but through text message.
Hmm.
And the way the scenario went down was this woman was undercover in a drug cartel, and her husband gave her phone to, her lieutenant let his kid play with his phone. And then he got a text message, and the kid went to the text message and hit the link. And by hitting the link, it let the hackers get in there and get into his phone, which was a business phone or a work phone, and get into all the police records. And her cover was blown.
That's horrible.
They were talking that now she has to be in a federal witness protection program with her family because her boss's kid got into the phone, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, any text message you get and it has, you don't know where it's coming from and it has a link, do not touch it because they can get into your phone. And even more importantly, if it's a work phone, they can get into that and all your business servers and whatnot.
You know, I used to work with a guy who was a retired police officer. He was for 20 years or whatever, and he physically moved to another part of the country. I'm not going to tell you where he was from. And, a lot of times in neighborhood places, they put the little stuff on their webpage. This is our staff. This person's in service. This person's in parts. They put a picture up. You want it to be like, hey, I can run down to the Chevy store and see Bob. That's what they want. You couldn't use his picture or his name on the website.
Ah.
So they did have a picture of him because they had, I don't know why they did it, but they used a cartoon picture of him. And I'm like, well, what's a cartoon? It's a drawing kind of somebody. And they just used his first name. And I thought that was odd. But he was okay with that. All right.
Well, I don't know if Florida has some of the loosest records availability, I guess lack for a better word, for public records. And if you work in certain positions, you can actually have your information removed from the web. Florida, if you want a copy of someone's note from their house or their deed, you can go into certain websites and pull up these deeds and marriage certificates and death certificates. But if you work in certain jobs where people dislike you, social work, police, fire, ambulance, things of that nature, where you're exposed to people and the possibility of them wanting revenge on you, you can have your information expunged from county websites and whatnot. So.
Well, it's a shame you have to do that, but it's a good thing that something like that's available. I mean,
yeah. Well, my ex was a social worker, and I can't tell you how many times she's come home and she's had to pull a crying child out of its mother's arms and take it away because the mother is, a piece of crap. So yeah, many a times.
All right, so now that we've put the brakes on the show again, let's go back to our friend Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh my God, he looks worse than he did last hour.
He's getting older.
By the minute. Getting older by the minute.
All right, so Dog the Bounty Hunter, we've talked about this before with the Gabby Petito thing and the Brian Landry thing, and supposedly he's hot on the trail and he's getting these tips from people.
Hawaiian justice.
According to thehill.com, Dog the Bounty Hunter getting crazy number of tips on Brian Landry, but he isn't passing them on to police.
Okay.
Says he's receiving thousands of hotline tips in his parallel search with law enforcement for Brian Landry.
Is he answering the phone himself with thousands of these tips?
I don't know. They've received more than 2,000 calls, and law enforcement agencies aren't sharing the information with him either. He just needs to go away, him and Nancy Grace both. I mean...
Yeah, well, maybe him and Nancy Grace are that's two cell phones. They're, you know, they got their track phone and they're you know...
The jitterbug phone with the giant numbers?
Yep. They're bringing in the tips that way. Unreal.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it's the Al Sharpton thing. You show up for them to pay you to leave. I mean, that's what it is.
Yep. Yeah. And who knows? This kid's probably dead. You know, whatever.
Around 20% of the tips to his team's 833 Tell Dog hotline are good leads. I gave out that number. I want somebody to call him and I'm not saying to do this. I'm not saying to do this. But tell him that Brian Landry was on the Both Mics show on twitch.tv/BothMics.
What's it? 833
Tell Dog.
Tell Dog. Tell.
T-E-L-L-D-O-G.
Dog. D-O-G.
I'm not telling you to do this. Do not do this.
First, let me Google the phone number. See what we get when we Google the phone number. Boom, boom.
It must be true. Google. It's thehill.com.
The Hill. All right. True Crimes Sushi on Twitter. I really love Brian Landry. Lab tested Grover Beach. Tables of facilitation. The calculation of every detail. The hunt for Brian Landry. Justice for Gabby Petito on Twisted True something.
Can you message that number and send them a link to our show? Don't do these things I'm telling you to do. Don't do these things.
I don't know. Is it possible to get a call from...
Yes, I used to have an 800 number go to my phone.
Yeah, but I don't think a text would go to it.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, BothMics.com sent to that number.
Twitch.tv/BothMics. Again, do not do this, people. Do not do this.
Yeah, I'm not getting a response.
Good, because you shouldn't be doing it anyway. I'm going to move on to something else so I don't get myself in trouble. Too late, I'm sure. That's Mike_Taylor@BothMics.com. We talked about Disney before.
Really?
Yeah. 50 years old, Disney World, huh?
Today.
Freaking crazy,
happy,
dude.
Happy birthday, Main Street USA.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. And you showed I know you showed it on Facebook. Was it on Both Mike's Facebook page with the lines
it was
this
on
morning?
My Facebook page, yeah. Real quick before I headed to work.
How many people were outside the entrance to that when it was dark out this morning? Dark 30 that this morning.
Easily a couple thousand.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Now, I'm looking and there's a guy. There's a grown-ass man wearing Mickey Mouse ears being interviewed by some news station here, the NBC affiliate, Wesh, on Wesh.com.
Wesh 2.
Now, here's my deal. He's got the Mickey Mouse ears, but they're silver ears with silver trim on that. 50 is gold, isn't it? It's not silver. Isn't 25 gold,
yeah.
Like your anniversary?
Your golden years, 50 and over. The Golden Ages Club, you have to be 50.
He's got silver on here, but as you see from the picture above, they put like gold-colored characters throughout the park to celebrate the 50 years. There's a few of them there that I put up on twitch.tv/BothMics or YouTube or Facebook.
Yeah, my understanding it's 50 of them, and they're strewn throughout the parks. Now, my understanding it was throughout the four parks, but I can't see it being in all four parks.
Right.
You know, kind of like that. I can't see it being in Epcot. Epcot's not a real Disney character-driven theme park, which makes the new nighttime show very odd. Watched it on Wednesday. Jesus Christ, excuse me. Watched it on Wednesday night on Facebook, or Facebook Live, and the new show they have at night is very character-oriented, which I thought was strange because Epcot's not a very
Mickey Mouse character driven park.
Maybe that's one of the changes they're trying to make.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. So who knows? Now, did you know they excluded one of the statues that used to be up?
No, which
they
one?
They took it down. The I think it's Br'er Rabbit or Br'er.
Oh
Bear.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, the racist one.
The one from Song of the South.
Song of the South, yes. Yep.
Here's my deal. If you're going back into racing history, you're bound to repeat it. That's just where we're at. I mean,
that's true.
It is what it is. Let it be.
Yeah,
it's not blatantly coming out and saying this or that. You know, they didn't have a balloon thing like a cartoon with, hey, N-word. You know, they didn't do that. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Agreed. So, yeah, you're just going to pretend it didn't exist.
Well, speaking of things that don't exist, if my computer will act right, hang on a second here. The McRib is back.
Okay, back. All right.
Wow, that's what I found online. Give me a break. McDonald's is bringing back the McRib again.
Have you had the McRib lately?
No, but I had a friend call it this one time, and I've been calling it for 20 years the McRoach. The McRoach sandwich. I did try it one time. I thought it was okay, but as I was eating it, I kept thinking, wow, this isn't even real. It's like pressed together pork, you know?
Right. I think it's funny that they make it look like ribs and there's no actual bone in it. Back in the 80s, I remember being fond of it and it being good. And of course, me being the picky eater that I am, get it without pickles and without onions.
Should I put the get off my lawn symbol up here? Are you going to go on?
That's gross. Okay. Pickles and onions, that's disgusting. And I've had it probably once within the past, I would say, 15 years, and it just wasn't the same. It just wasn't the same. So get off my lawn, McDonald's McRib, not what it used to be. Way back when I used to tape things on TV.
They launched the McRib in 1981 as a regional favorite in Kansas City before enjoying a national debut the following year.
Makes sense. Kansas City is a big steakhouse city, so
see this, and this goes right back to the Mike-isms. We haven't done Mike-isms in a while. We got to do those again soon. But you know the Mike-isms where everything's fake. You know who one of the partners is with McDonald's, and you know who's helping pimp this and make commercials and stuff for it. That Korean band BTS, where it's just fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all fake, and they're just they're blowing up the numbers. They're buying their own records and stuff. Yeah, it's all crazy.
Dude. I was going to say Shaq, because doesn't Shaq have his hand in everybody's cookie jar?
Right? He's all over Papa John's right now. Peyton sold off his stuff just before that John Shatner guy stepped aside. He sold all his franchises and everything, like in the Denver area, and I think Shaq picked them all back up.
Yeah. No insider trading there.
Right. Yeah. No. Not at all. They did have something in common, though. Both of them had a head large enough for you to project a movie on it.
Is it I saw something I think this past weekend. It was either an ad or an ad about an ad, and both Peyton and Eli are going to be doing some sort of advertising together.
Well, they're doing a couple things, and one of them I enjoy. ESPN has the rights, ABC, Disney, it's all the same company, has the rights to Monday Night Football. So you'll catch the Monday Night Football game on ESPN. It took a while to get there because the people at ABC and the people at the NFL didn't trust ESPN. Not everybody had cable, yada, 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 all these excuses. So they just bought each other out and made partnerships until they got ESPN to have Monday Night Football. So on ESPN also has alternate channels. If you've seen that movie Dodgeball, the underdog story. Tonight on the Ocho, it's Dodgeball. You know, ESPN 8. You know, they took it to the next level, but there's ESPN 2, there's ESPN University, they have partnerships with the SEC Network, and all these other schools and all this stuff. On an alternate channel, on ESPN 2, while Monday Night Football is playing, they're doing a show like we're doing a show, with the live feed for Monday Night Football, and they're sitting here talking about the game. They're talking about stuff. Oh, this is the play they're going to run. Hey, remember Fred back in such and such? You know, and they're talking right. about, yeah, they're not, they're kicking they're it around and it's great. It's awesome. They have guests on and everything. It's good stuff. It really is.
Well, they do that with Nickelodeon now, too. They'll take a certain game and they'll have, like, you know, Screech from Saved by the Bell. And, you know, one of the Zach and Cody kids.
I thought Screech died. Didn't he die?
He did die.
I know he was a boxer for crack or something.
Yeah, he died last year. But yeah, they'll have, you know, different weird, you know, Rosie O'Donnell commentating the football game or something. And they did it with the Super Bowl too.
Plus they have these other initiatives going, these other shows going on the internet, which is brilliant. Cause I've seen Peyton before on Saturday Night Live and stuff. And he's just hilarious. Dry sense of humor, but he's not afraid to poke fun at somebody and make a joke on somebody. And he could take it real well, but they got a thing, a show called Peyton's Places, like Peyton's Place, the movie, but it's places he visits, I guess. And then Eli has one now going too. So hats off to those guys for marketing themselves in such a way. They're copying our formula.
Right. Checks in the mail.
Right. So when you were little, did you ever come to Florida when you were a kid living up in Jersey? Did you ever come to Florida?
Once, 1977, last week in August.
Did you fly or drive?
We took the auto train.
Oh my, that sounds like a friggin' headache.
Yeah, dude, you're talking to somebody who cannot sleep anywhere but like a bed. And, you know, my mom, she knew somebody who took the auto train once before, and the lady told her best seats to get is get a double-decker car, get the front row of the double-decker car. Now, my dad being 6'2", and me being, you know, 10 years old, and tall for a 10-year-old, my sister also is tall, we were able to get these front seats, and we had very comfortable seats. But, God, sitting in that seat and looking out the window, and you're ding, 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 ding. Wow. I couldn't sleep. I maybe slept 2 hours.
And did the train stop like every hour and a half, 2 hours, or what?
No. It was nonstop.
Oh, okay.
From Lawton, Virginia, which is just south of Washington, D.C., and it goes to Sanford. And, I think it was at exit 101 or 104, somewhere around there, right by the old herd. And, somewhere overnight, the air conditioner busted. And, it was hot as balls by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
And we got there late. It was a disaster, but the car was on the train with us, and my mom and dad drove home, and it took us like 5 days to drive home because Interstate 95 wasn't complete.
Right. Wow.
So basically we had to take Route 17 home.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. The reason why I bring that up is you used to see the Stuckey's billboards. We used to always see now you see Bucky's billboards, I guess. But you used to see the copper tone with the little girl and a dog pulling the bathing suit off the little girl's ass.
Right, yep.
You remember seeing those?
Yep.
Well, copper tone's in a lot of trouble right now, but it's not for showing that girl's ass. They're in trouble, and we talked about this in the past. They're issuing a voluntary nationwide recall of specific lots of their products, and they give a list of like 20 products. All these products have a presence of benzene, which they're saying is a cancer agent. Yeah. They're saying this is something that can bring cancer to you. So you're buying their product to protect yourself from skin cancer.
From cancer.
And their product is giving you cancer.
Sounds about right. It's about par for the course.
Benzene is classified human carcinogen. Exposure to benzene can occur through inhalation, oral, and skin, and it could, depending on the level and extent of exposure, result in an increased risk of cancers, including leukemia, blood cancer of the bone marrow, and other blood disorders, which can be life-threatening. If they knew this shit was... So they knowingly knew that this was a carcinogen, or did this just happen yesterday? I think they knowingly knew this for a while.
Well, they've known it for a while, but they probably didn't know an ingredient that they were adding had it in it.
So if you have any questions about this, you go to sunscreenrecall2021.com and request a product refund for additional information as well. So,
and then you go to forthepeople.com
right.
and give John Morgan a call.
Yeah, right. That's,
wow. And of all brands, you know, what's like the flag waving company for sunscreen? It's Coppertone. They've been around the longest, as far as I know. You know.
Well, there was a guy for years when I first moved to Florida in the early 80s. For years, there was you always heard about this guy. I forget his name. He started Hawaiian Tropic. He started.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he used to have these wild parties and wild stuff.
Yeah, it's like a Richard Branson kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was not afraid to party it up with the women and do things that shouldn't be done. Leave it at that.
If Hugh Hefner and Richard Branson had a kid, it would be this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can remember that happening, but man, I guess we got to check our sunscreen and stuff against this list. Go do that if you're listening to us. Not this minute, but, you know, go do that. Protect yourselves.
Yeah, and check the list, because I'll guarantee you Coppertone probably makes sunscreen for, you know, off brands. Like your Target brand sunscreen might be made by Coppertone. So don't think just because it says Coppertone or it says, you know, Target brand or Walmart brand on it that you're in the clear.
Crazy stuff.
What's the website again? Do you still have that up?
Yeah, hang on a second here. Let me make sure I get it right. Sunscreenrecall2021.com.
Jeez. Sun. Screen. Screen. Recall 2021. Coppertone. NPR. Blah, 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 blah. Where did it go? 2021. Of course, you Google it and you get everything else, but you get all the freaking stories, but not. All right, let's try this again. Recall2021.com. Copy. Paste.
Are we going back to the get off my lawn thing here? You're telling us all the moves you're making on your phone.
Do I have to put the www before?
Yes.
That's what old people do, right?
The www. You have to spell it out.
Sunscreenrecall.com.
Heaven forbid I give you an HTTPS.
Right. S? Make sure it has the S, because you don't have the S. All right.
All right, you good?
Welcome to the sunscreen for the Coppertone voluntary recall and select product Coppertone blah 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 Coppertone pure Coppertone pure Coppertone sport Coppertone travel size. It is all Coppertone. It's no other items.
Even the stuff they have stuff on here listed as baby stuff as well. Can you imagine? Yeah. You're trying to protect your baby and you're giving your baby cancer.
50 SPV SPDD. Yeah. Two of the five products are for kids and babies. Wow.
They're playing a long game there. They're figuring they won't find out that the parents are dead or what?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then how are they going to connect it 40 years later?
Yeah. Measure twice, cut once.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, go check that stuff out if you're...
dying of cancer.
Yes, right. All right. So, according to the interweb, so this must be true, this is a picture of a car they call the Cruise.
Okay.
It's one of those autonomous driving machines. It's gotten the green light to give driverless rides to passengers in San Francisco.
Wow. So, like an Uber without a driver.
Yeah, it's called Cruise. It's from a company called Waymo and Cruise, two of the leading... Oh, there's two different companies. Two of the leading... autonomous vehicle companies in the U.S. receive their permits. There's two of them, Waymo and Cruise, from the California Department of Motor Vehicles to offer rides to passengers in their robo-taxis.
That's awesome. So now my Uber ride won't smell like cigarettes and dogs, like wet dog and cigarettes?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about this.
Obviously, I had an Uber or a Lyft ride in Tampa, Florida, 5 or so years ago, and we got in the car, and it smelled like wet dog and cigarettes. So I'm guessing this will remedy that.
Well, maybe somebody's arranged a ride for their wet dog to go to the vet.
Can you imagine? You got to call the vet up. You're like, hey, I got an 8:30 appointment. The thing is, this white car is going to show up at, you know, 8:28. Yeah, could you meet him at the curb and bring him inside? And when you're done, the car will come back and just put the dog back in the car and he'll take him home to me.
Well, the funny thing is, I just saw something on TV, like a short segment or something, and it was in an Asian country. I don't know which one, but they were showing these robot-type cars with, like, mailboxes on the side of them. And it was autonomous like this, but there was no place for a passenger to sit. And you know how, like, you say you got, like, your mailboxes are all together with your neighbors, like in a block, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that on wheels. And when you order your lunch or whatever, you get a message that says your shit's here. You go out, you take your phone, and with your phone, you zap the car, and a car gives you a code, and it unlocks your particular thing. And then you tell it code, okay, I got it, and it drives away.
You punch in the code and open it up, and you go to reach in, and also the car takes off.
Yeah, I'm just they're saying that the biggest challenge is like when offices and people like this in downtown areas, congested areas, when they're using this, the biggest challenge is the bins on this thing aren't very big. Because you know how it is in an office setting. If you're still working in an office, well, Stephanie's getting Ruby Tuesdays. Oh, I want Ruby Tuesdays. I want that. And then six people pile on the order. Well, great. Now we can't use the robot.
Yeah. Where we have to do seven different orders with the robot and everybody has to go downstairs. But yeah, it's that. Actually, have you ever been to, like, was it Little Caesars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Years ago. Actually, not long ago. It was a few years ago. Somebody, one of my nephews or nieces wanted a party, and they wanted Little Caesars pizza for some reason. I don't know.
Because it's better than CeCe's. That's why. Or Chuck E. Cheese. And, well, there was one exit away when we lived in San Antonio, and one exit was literally not even a mile. So we would run by there sometimes on the way home and grab a pizza, you know, because they're hot, fresh, and ready. But after the pandemic started, we would call up or we would order on the app and pay on the app. And then they had this thing. It looked like a reach-in, like a reach-in fridge. And it had different mailbox slots. And you ordered your pizza. Your phone told you when your pizza was ready. And it gave you a code. All you had to do was walk in the store, go to this reach-in oven thing, put in your code, your door would open, you pull your pizza out, you pull your breadsticks out, and you don't have to talk to anybody. You just go in, get your pizza, and leave.
That's perfect. I like it.
Yeah. Yep. So
now if they could just put it in that robo-taxi and send it to my house like that.
Right? With the dog.
Yes. You're good with to the go. Robo. I'll send a robo-dog from the robo show dog. 60. Yeah. Out there to go get the pizza.
Yeah.
Wow, it's crazy stuff, man. Can you imagine? I mean, there's got to be a way to prank that or punk it. Or you can't send your neighbor 100 pizzas anymore on a Tuesday.
Well, here's what you do.
You're looking out the door as the pizza guy pulls up.
when these cars become more popular, what you got to do is you got to go full tilt. You got to go all in on it. You got to call Jimmy John's and have a delivery. You got to call Domino's. You got to call Taco Bell. You got to call Jack in the Box. All of them, and have like 15 cars show up at this guy's house.
Nice.
They're parking on the lawn. They're running the sprinklers over.
I think it's cheaper to send them a bag of dicks. You can still do that, I think.
The neighbor's calling and complaining because there's a traffic jam of all these autonomous vehicles. Yeah.
Anyway, if you're going to California, if you're from California, I'm sorry in advance, but, you know, let me know how this works. All right. I saw this, and I have to watch this. Even though the version I saw of this on Netflix, it's called The Squid Game. Now this, I haven't been able to research this thoroughly, but the trailer that they show, this is an Asian show. Everybody on here is Asian, just about.
So racist.
And there's subtitles. Now normally, I'm out. Normally subtitles, no, I'm out. But right. something, the trailer, I caught myself wanting to see more of this. It's called The Squid Game, and apparently these guys, like, there's a picture there, if you're watching on twitch.tv/bothmikes or YouTube or Facebook. There's these security-type beings. They capture these people. They give them all numbers, and they tell these people that the numbers, they're collected because they have debts they can't pay. So they get, like, 1,000 people together, and the top 50 that last or that make it will win money enough to pay their debets and as a prize. It's like $1 million or whatever. So they put these challenges. So the first, in the trailer, the first challenge is, it's a giant robot doll, and it says, we are going to play red light, green light. Are you ready? Green light. And then they're standing there. You mean a game we played as kids? And somebody's running, and somebody runs after it says red light. So it immediately gets disintegrated. A laser comes out. Bam! That guy's gone. All right, there's one less guy now. So they put him through all these trials and stuff, and it looks... I don't know. I'm going to check it out anyway. I'll report further if I start watching it. But it's called The Squid Game, and it looks like something I might be interested in, even though it has subtitles.
Where can they find it?
Netflix. There's also another one I want to give a shout-out to, a show called that I saw on Utopia, on Netflix, called Utopia. I think it was like 7 or 8 episodes, and it kind of reflects on what's happening today with disease and virus and vaccines and all this stuff and all this hidden conspiracy agenda and stuff. So it's really interesting. You got to catch that one too, Utopia, if you have Netflix. Check it out.
That one I've heard of, but no, I don't have Netflix. After my 14-day trial, when the Motley Crue movie came out, I didn't bother with it.
I don't want it. I don't want Netflix in my house. I really don't. But I think, you know, the other people in the house are kind of accustomed to it. But it is what it is. I'm okay. Right. I'm okay with it. Anyway, check out The Squid Game. I'm going to check it out. Any shows you watch on anything? I know you don't watch TV, really.
We watch Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Do you watch that over dinner every night
or something, or what?
Well, it's always recorded.
Oh, okay.
It's always taped.
On the VCR, it's always taped?
It's always taped. And sometimes we'll watch it during what we call the ABCD. ABCD, so this way the boys know, you know, they learn their alphabet that way.
All right.
And, sometimes we'll watch it during dinner. Sometimes we'll watch it, like, you know, I'll probably get out of here and I'll go in the bedroom and the boys will be in bed and Wheel of Fortune will be on.
Now, do they still have the same host, Sajak?
Yes.
And what's the girl's
name?
Vanna White. Yeah.
She's 3,582 years old.
Nice.
And, but yeah, it's all right. You know, they've changed it up a little bit. We used to watch Bar Rescue a lot, but it came to the point where we're just seeing a lot of reruns now, so we're kind of done with Bar Rescue. And they're, you know, the beginning of the show, they yell at the people. At the end of the show, they're all hugging each other. And so kind of over that program.
Well, the thing I'm watching now, though, is, and I'm going to switch to Squid Game, I think, after this is done. I'm in the third of 3 seasons of a show on Prime called Louder Milk. And it's got that guy, Ron Livingston, from The Office.
Nope. No,
Office Space, I mean.
Oh, and, Office Space?
Yeah, the head character there. I think I'm just not going to go to work anymore. That guy.
Yeah.
He's a recovering alcoholic who runs a support group. And it's the trials and tribulations of the people in the group and stuff. It's actually pretty entertaining. Wow. It's actually pretty fun. They're half-hour shows. You can knock out 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah. I'm not watching anything in particular. I'm trying not to watch as much TV and trying to do a little more reading. So I'm reading that book about the 80s bands. What is it? Nothing But a Good Time?
Yeah. Like, you know, there's a
page in book.
This weekend while you're here, there's a Motley Crue, what do they call that when another tribute band called Motley Two? They're playing somewhere here in Central Florida.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought when I saw you tag that you might be going to the vet thing, I thought, well, maybe he's going to go to that too.
Yeah, I'll look it up. My license plate used to be Motley Two.
Right. That's what attracted me to it. I was like,
around here somewhere.
Somebody's stealing our shit again.
Behind this curtain. Yeah. I thought you were going to say The Dirt. because there's a Motley Crue tribute band in Central Florida called The Dirt.
Is there?
And yeah, and I'm friends with the drummer, so I thought you were going to say him.
So you've seen them?
No, I've only on YouTube. And
but I mean, Facebook. Do they try to look like them or no?
Yeah, the guys in The Dirt tribute band, they do, and actually they're really good, I think, from what I've seen. But like I said, I haven't been to Central Florida enough.
Right.
Especially without the boys,
to
go see a concert, you know.
Well, take them, put headphones on.
That's what I was, you know. If we did go, we would go like beforehand and hang out backstage with my buddy Tom. But and I just realized the drummer, Tommy Lee, is played by a guy named Tom. How bizarre!
What are the chances? That's how he got the part. His name was already Tom. They were like, yeah, you're in. You're halfway there.
But yeah, he, we would go and just hang out backstage and say hi to them. We really wouldn't be into hanging out at post time or something like that, watching the band play.
You can get those slings, like those backpacks, and put the kid in the sling in front of you. You know, and you'll see other moms at concerts doing this. They'll be smoking their Marlboro No Filter with their baby hanging from their chest.
Yeah.
Hey, give me another PBR, will you?
My 3-year-old is 42 inches tall.
Oh, there you go. So, well, he can carry you now.
He's 3 years old and almost the size of his mother.
Nice.
And the little one is, God, 33 inches tall.
Wow. You're going to be basketball players, huh?
I think the little one would be more like football.
Okay.
Even though Xander loves basketball. They actually have a coach come into their preschool, and we got a picture of him they sent, and he's like got perfect form.
Like a
jump shot. He's like jumping and he's shooting. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, you start that crap early, Mike. That's how my kid got real good throwing a football, because ever since he could physically throw something, I was training him. And what I would do is I'd hold up a hand like top right, top left, bottom, and he would hit it every time with the football, and that. It right. just came natural to him after a while. It was great.
Yeah. It's a shame you couldn't catch the ball.
Exactly. So, hey, we're at that 2-minute mark here. Anybody you're going to give a shout-out to on the way out?
I don't know. Bucky's?
There you go. Bucky's, yeah. we need to have Bucky's send us products that we can test live during our show.
Beta test for Bucky's products.
I'm in. It anyway. Product review. I did such a good job with that other people more notoriety are ripping that off.
Yeah, and that guy's in the hospital now with COVID.
Is he really?
Yeah, he might die.
For real? This ain't no bullshit?
God's honest truth, yep.
All right, I'll have to reach out to him, see how he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like there might be a slot open pretty soon on Real Radio.
Morning show in Orlando.
Hey, I'm in. I'm down. This can be our demo. I'll send this in, this crap that we do here. No, it is show 61. Thank you for joining us on twitch.tv/bothmikes, on YouTube at Both Mikes. Check out our sister site, What's Hot in Florida. I got awesome stuff on there right now. You can check out our Facebook pages for What's Hot in Florida. What's Hot in Blank, your hometown. Put that in the search and you'll find it. And also, our Both Mikes on Facebook as well. We got stickers. Reach out to us, get a sticker, and then send us something showing where you stuck it. A video, a picture, whatever. So, anyway. All right. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to move this over here.
We'll see you at show 62.
Incredible. All right. I'm trying to put... You would think I would have my crap together by now, huh?
61 a prime number? 61 is a prime number.
All right. We're out. We'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.